Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hey, it's Ebro Laura Rosenberg, and we got tickets to see Busta Rhymes with a live orchestra, plus a panel discussion with Chairman and CEO of Vista Equity Partners, Robert F. Smith, Dr. Paul Judge, and Rashad Bilal and Troy Millings of the Earn Your Leisure podcast at Carnegie Hall on Monday, February 27th. So if you want to be in the building, we need two contestants to hit us up right now, 800-223-9797. Let's play Laura Never Loses. Hey, Ebro Laura Rosenberg. Listen, I'm still trying to see who's going to make it in, because I know Ebro was at the Super Bowl, so I'm trying to see if he's going to connect to give us some inside scoops of what happened.
Yeah, you think he's like drunk, laid over, still running around the football field, just happy in the moment? Like, what's he doing down there?
You think he was running around the football field?
Like afterwards, just like a kid, like, yo, picking up confetti.
Yeah, and Rosenberg, I had a celebration at his home, so I don't know what's happening. So hopefully I'm gonna give him a few more minutes to stumble in,
right?
And we will be talking about the Super Bowl halftime show performance.
That's right.
Sean, you got a chance to check it out.
I just got a chance to see it. It's amazing, the Rihanna show.
That's right. So we'll definitely do some highlights. We'll talk about it coming up in a Flash and Lights report, but it's just beautiful. And she did have an amazing, a special guest.
She did. And that was the big talk. Who was she going to bring out?
Yes. Well, someone very unexpected, right, Shawnee?
Man, I didn't expect it. For sure.
All right. So keep it locked with us, okay? Laura Never Loses is up next. Hey, Ebro Laura Rosenberg, we are here. And yo, again, we're giving away tickets to see Busta Rhymes with a live orchestra. Plus, we got a panel discussion with the chairman and CEO of Vista Equity Partners, Robert F. Smith, Dr. Paul George, Rashad Bilal, and Troy Millings of Earn Your Leisure podcast at Carnegie Hall. This goes down on Monday, February 27th.
Guys, I'm feeling fantastic today.
Oh, yeah? You look great. You came in looking very anchorish, but cool, you know, t-shirt, blazer.
It's actually a sweater.
It's a sweater.
Sweater, blazer. But that's not why I'm feeling good. Although, yes, Cody Rhodes from WWE is coming in this morning because Raw's in town tonight at Barclays Center.
Nice.
Excited to see Cody, but I'm just happy that the Eagles lost, man. It was just a beautiful...
You feel good at somebody else's demise.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's going on. Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, I picked the Chiefs. I had a bet with the Yankee manager, Aaron Boone. We had a bet because he's a huge Eagles fan.
Okay.
And I bet him heads up. I said, listen, you get me tickets, glorious tickets, to the Yankee game of my choosing, and I will give your kids the full-on VIP treatment at Summer Jam. That'll be our trade-off.
Okay.
So, guys, who wants to go to a Yankee game? You know what I'm saying? I'm in the building.
Exciting.
So what's going on?
Ebro starred in a commercial.
Did he?
I mean, he did the full voiceover for like the Rihanna's coming up at halftime.
Yes.
And then, you know,
it was big.
It was a big look. I mean, a big look. You know, and then, you know, he turned around and Jill Biden was in the suite and he was like, hello, Mrs. Biden, how are you? he was hobnobbing with the bigwigs last night.
Wow. Oh, boy. Did you see
he's
the
not
pictures?
Coming in.
Yo, the pictures he was sending us, I was like, oh, man.
Well, Laura, well, first of all, I said he's not waking up tomorrow.
Second of all,
Laura, I thought, damn, the man's has a whole Apple commercial. He couldn't score two more tickets to the Super Bowl. That's all I kept thinking.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, why are we not there? Like, we should be doing the show in Phoenix this morning.
Bro, this dude, this guy.
This guy. All right, who do we got on the line here?
Man, so we got Robin.
Robin.
Hey, Robin. Robin, hi. Robin. How you feeling, Robin?
I'm good. Morning.
All right. What do you do for a living?
I have two jobs.
Okay.
So one is NYPD.
All right.
Yes, and the other one is I have my own baby stroller company in Harlem.
Wow.
Yes. It's called the Carriage Suite.
The Carriage Suite.
The Carriage Suite. Like, yeah, carriage and then like a hotel suite. S-U-I-T-E.
The Carriage Suite. Yes,
first
black
owned. Yes.
I like it. I like it. All right, who else we got, Sean?
Thanks. We have Kenny.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Kenny.
Good morning, all.
All right, what's up?
What up, Kenny? How you feeling?
I'm alive and well. I'm glad to hear y'all.
Kenny, I'm alive. I'm happy to be alive today, too. Aren't we all? I feel you, Kenny. Anyway. Kenny, what do you do for a living?
I'm security at high school. Eva Clinton.
Oh, God bless you, my friend. Everything chill at the high school? Is on a crazy place?
Yeah, it's crazy, but not today it won't be.
Why's that?
Because I'm on the radio.
Yeah, that's right, baby.
Hey, so who wants who?
Well, you know it's girl power. I got to go with Laura.
All right, there you go. Girl power is the way. Right, I haven't won in years, so. All right, here we go.
You got a little advantage. You're happy today.
I do. I do have an advantage because I'm happy. 60 seconds on the clock.
That's right.
It's time for Laura Never Loses.
Right here.
Yeah.
A player's union doctor believes which football player, ooh, Laura?
Hamlin.
Damar Hamlin will play again.
Good That's job. Facts.
Who is credited with the creation of Facebook?
Peter. Laura.
Rosenberg.
Mark Zuckerberg.
That's facts. Tie game. Which award show had a significant...
Peter. Laura.
Rosenberg.
Grammys.
Increase in last year's show. Grammys is correct. The American version of the TV show The Office centers around
Peter.
What company? Rosenberg.
Dunder Mifflin.
Wow, how'd you know that?
Because I watch it. It's the most popular show
Correct.
In history.
I'd have never got that. Which former Brooklyn Nets player was
Peter.
Just
Fire.
Rosenberg?
Kevin Durant.
Yep, traded to the Phoenix Suns.
Oh, it's over.
This
wow.
guy's going in. Okay. Name three of the five Great Lakes.
Laura.
Erie. Correct.
Superior.
Correct.
Come on.
Lake Michigan?
There you go.
Correct.
Okay.
Who will be joining Nas for a song...
Laura.
Laura.
50 Cent.
For a song on King's Disease. Correct. But Peter wins.
Yeah.
Wow.
Barely.
Rosenberg.
I held on. Kenny, I got
Yo.
You, my G.
I knew you could do it.
Wow. Peter beat me by what? By one?
By one. 4-3.
Whoa.
Big dramatic comeback by Laura, but I hold on. Congratulations, yes. Kenny. Yes. You're seeing Busta Rhymes with the live orchestra and the discussion with Robert Smith. It's going to be amazing. It's all going down at Carnegie Hall on February 27th. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Kenny,
Thank
hold
you.
Tight. Laura, what is coming up in Flashing Lights?
I mean, you know what's coming up in the Flashing Lights, okay? The big... Big moment that we all were waiting for. We'll discuss the Super Bowl halftime show of Rihanna and her special guest coming up next.
Laura Styles got the 411 on the flash lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flash lights. Laura Styles gonna put us on.
Yes. So it went down yesterday. The Rihanna Super Bowl.
Wow.
Yo, it's the Apple Super Music Bowl. Super Bowl halftime show, bro.
The Apple Rihanna Bowl. The Rihanna Bowl.
The Apple Rihanna Bowl. Well, mm-hmm. it was beautiful. She came out at the gate in all red. Dancers on multiple elevated platforms. She was up there, and she indeed, off the top, introduced her special guest. Rihanna is pregnant again.
Wow.
And of course... She hit us with all her classics. It was beautiful. It was really dope. I enjoyed it. I had my Kenzo, my daughter Kenzo was in the living room jumping up and down past her bedtime. We had a great time watching it. It was super dope.
I mean, listen, she's got an incredible array of hits, that lady.
Facts.
One after another. And I kept, every time she played a song, I was like, is there going to be a special guest?
Because
No.
Yeah.
No, was a special guest. It was the baby, man.
Yeah,
that
no.
was the special guest.
Yeah, I know, but the baby didn't even rap.
The biggest special guest of all time.
But not, because the baby didn't even rap or sing, no bars, nothing. But like when it got to Run This Town, I'm like, oh, here we go. She's bringing him out for the last
two.
You
don't know what that baby's doing in there.
Dancing.
Might have been rapping, singing, and dancing.
True.
You don't know.
But in the end, I like that. She just went for it on her own. Like it was cool. I mean, I think it could have been cool to pull one. Mm-hmm. But damn, she has a lot of hits, man.
Yeah.
She reminded everyone yesterday.
The baby is quick, though, no?
The baby's quick. I mean, I think
it's definitely a moment.
oh, absolutely.
Oh, the baby's super quick, bro. The baby's super quick. I mean, their last child was born in May.
Yep.
I believe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Back to back. So.
June.
And how pregnant do you think she is, Laura?
I think she looks like she's like three months, maybe. I mean, everyone carries differently, so you never know, you know? But to me, I was like, she looks like she's about to enter her second trimester. She looks like she's 3 months pregnant.
Yo, but Ebro, I don't know if you had the experience in
at
the
stadium.
Yeah.
Yeah, at the stadium, the women were like, you know, oh, she's got to be 5 or 6 months. I was like, okay. I mean, you know, I don't
know. Well, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think that much, but what the hell do I know? But I'll tell you this, Ebro, it's really funny watching how polite society is now, try to, like, be confused, because it was like, we don't want to say anything if that's the old baby weight, but she looks she might be, is
that
it?
Conversation was happening, too. That conversation was definitely happening. Yeah, people were like, I don't think she would accentuate her belly like her that death. If it wasn't
Yo, Ebro, my friend Brian, my friend Brian looked over, he goes, he's serious. He's like, I forget. Did Rihanna have the baby already? Right. I was like, yeah, dude. Yeah, she did. Anyways, congrats, Rihanna. Very cool. And Rocky.
Well, it's funny because, you know, someone like Rihanna, it's like if she wants to sport her, you know, she's still rocking a little extra baby weight. She'd be like, and what? You know what I mean?
Well, exactly. Right. That's what makes you think it's possible.
Yes. If anyone's going to be proud to be like, this is my body right now, this is what I'm working with, it would be her. But when she rubbed
that was like a belly highlight, though.
Yeah. I was like, she's definitely pregnant. Yeah. Why would she unzip it to the bottom of the belly?
Right. Exactly that. Exactly
right. Like
that.
As proud and progressive as you are, like I show who I am. I don't care. Right. That would have been going really far. Like I'm gonna show everyone exactly what I look like. Like,
oh man.
So anyways, it was very entertaining, man.
It was great, and congratulations to Kansas City. Ooh, I know Rosenberg is very happy.
Yo, I didn't even think I cared until Kansas City won, and I was like, "That's not what I wanted."
Wow, look at you!
That ain't what I wanted.
Damn,
that ain't what I wanted.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
That's your flashing lights report. Time is 7:02. Today's a high of 55, and alternate side parking is suspended.
This is the best Eagles team we've ever had. Best Eagles team of all time.
Well, guess what?
The Giants fans, the Cowboys fans, as you can hear, Rosenberg, the Commanders fans, they are very happy with the outcome of that Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it was very entertaining, too. Happy. It was also one of the great games of all time. I mean, let's be honest.
I was going to say, we're going to talk about that, like, because the closeness of the game, the competitiveness, is when's the last time we've seen a tie all the way to the end?
It was pretty crazy, man. It actually maybe the last time the Eagles were there 4 or 5 years ago.
Well, the Eagles definitely get a congratulations. You played yourself one too many mistakes, and that's the outcome. That's coming up. But keep it locked. It's Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. It is Ebro in the morning.
Celebrating 50 years of hip-hop. WQHT-FM, HD1, New York. 97 minutes, commercial-free.
Yeah.
Commercial-free coming up at 7 with Ebro in the morning. Hot 97.
So let me ask you a question. Have you abandoned your New Year's goals of eating right and losing weight already? Or is this cold weather making those trips to the expensive grocery store even harder? We'll skip that extra trip and eat better with HelloFresh. HelloFresh is here to help you eat better by delivering fresh ingredients to their amazing recipes right to your door. Take the hassle of running to the grocery store for dinner or running to the store for that one missing ingredient away. Spend more time doing the things you love with delicious chef-crafted recipes delivered to your doorstep. Their creamy lemon herb chicken is no joke. and the barbecue pineapple chicken flatbread, delicious. They don't take that much time to prep and cook. The recipes you choose have estimated time to cook and only take seconds to eat and enjoy. Save yourself the time of planning a meal and prepping and let HelloFresh help. Sign up now and get in on the robust flavors and filling portions. That's HelloFresh.com/Ebro65 and use code Ebro65 to check out for 65% off and free shipping.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset. I will be live June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T. Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Ebro, Laura Rosenberg. Good morning, everybody. Monday vibes, man. Super Bowl festivities. You know, I'm still down here in Phoenix. Hit me with a congratulations. I played myself.
Congratulations.
Hey, y'all love that.
You played yourself.
Yep. So all that big money talk, how you playing yourself? You're playing yourself. You're playing yourself.
I don't play.
Can't just be out at Super Bowl festivities and not on time with your alarm when you got to report for duty. You know what I'm saying? Definitely late this week.
Everyone on this show, you actually shouldn't view it that way. Everyone here betted that you were not showing up altogether. So hit us with the button, actually.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Yeah, you
congratulations.
Gotta win.
You played yourself.
I was like, rubbing shoulders. Like he was dancing with Joe Biden.
You know what I mean?
We were just understanding, Ebro, because we saw you out and about yesterday. We were like, it's all right if he doesn't make it. But salute to you. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, man, I'm here, man. I wasn't going to, I was on the scene yesterday at
the big game.
I don't know what they call this stadium out here. I heard somebody call it the Big Toaster. But
the Big Toaster?
Yeah, because it's got a retractable roof and the shape of it. It looks like a toaster, I guess. Whatever. But also, congratulations. You played yourself to the Philadelphia Eagles, who gave up the lead in the game.
And, congratulations. You played yourself.
That's not what you want to do in the biggest game of the season. Definitely not what you want to do. And Rosenberg is loving every minute of it. The Giants fans are loving every minute of it. But all in all, a great sporting event that was the warm-up for the Rihanna concert.
And by the way, if you want to fully blame, you're an Eagles fan, and you want to blame the entire game on that holding penalty, I got to hit you with the button. I'm sorry. I mean.
What?
Yeah. Congratulations.
You have the right to be annoyed by it.
You shouldn't have even been in that predicament.
Yeah, you were up 10 at halftime, man. The bottom line is what the Eagles really do better than anything is pressure the quarterback. And they did not pressure Patrick Mahomes last night when he came out in the second half. Now, granted, they must have put some horse drugs in that man. He came out looking like an animal after.
Oh, you going?
I mean, Ebro, I swear to God. Shawnee, he came out and he had blood. His eyes were bloodshot red. And he had raw beef in his mouth. And he was like, bring it on! my man left in the first half. Looking broken and decrepit. He came out in the second half sprinting through. Yeah, they pumped him up with everything, all that good stuff. But
it's not like they get the season's over. They're not going to test him for it, whatever they gave him.
Well, you're allowed to get whatever that is. I've always found it very strange. They do it in all sports.
I think they
adrenaline. Yeah, what is it they give you?
I don't know, bro. I don't know, but I don't even know if they gave him the legal stuff. You know
they might
saying?
Have brought out, they went, we got the other bag. Do you want to get what's in the other bag?
They didn't give him an option. They just hit him with that needle.
Yeah, you'll be
that
good.
That was it. And then slammed his face in an 8-ball of coke and was like, now get out there.
Yeah. Woo! But he was fantastic in the half, and they just never pressured him. So, like, I get it. If you're an Eagles fan, you're absolutely mad at that Bradbury penalty. It was not a penalty in my eyes. But still, man, you got outscored 24-11 in the second half. You lost the game. And Kansas Kansas City, Super Bowl number two for Patrick Young, Patrick Mahomes. If there was no guy named Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes would already like be on the path to becoming the greatest of all time.
One of the greats, yeah.
And he will be one of the greats, but like Brady's kind of made the standard even crazier with how many rings he has. But Ebro, he's like 26 years old. He's got two of them.
Hit Rosenberg with the button. He actually
congratulations. This, like, you played yourself.
Show on ESPN and starts 3 o'clock.
Exactly. Sorry.
I already told the man. It was just a warm up for the Rihanna concert.
Yeah, you're right.
I don't know if there was a woman in that building last night or tuned into the bowl yesterday that was cared about anything other than what's Rihanna about to do.
Facts.
I saw it in my house. Yeah. My lady got very, very excited. There are two things that I saw ladies get excited for, at least two. Of course, Rihanna, number one. But I know women also enjoyed the Ben Affleck J-Lo Dunkin' commercial.
That was cute.
Now, so I didn't see any of the commercials, obviously, so I haven't seen anything. What is this about?
It was actually pretty funny. I got to tell you, it was Ben Affleck in a Dunkin' drive-thru. Being like just Boston Ben, like being like, all right, you want a large? Okay, I got a large, blah, blah, blah. And he's taking orders in the window. And then J-Lo pulls up to the window and is like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm working. She's like, this is where you go when you say blah, blah, blah. Get out of there right now. I'll have a large iced tea with blah, blah, blah. And makes an order and then leaves. It was a cute little spot.
Nice. It's cute.
You know, a little J-Lo.
A lot of cuteness. A lot of cuteness this year's festivities. All in all, would you guys give the Super Bowl a thumbs up or a thumbs down? What are you giving it, Cass One? I'm looking at Cass One's face. I don't think he cares.
Are you talking about the pre-show for the Rihanna concert? Everything. Or are you talking about Rihanna concert gets two thumbs up. Yo, that was amazing, Ebro. It was amazing. I love the floating stages. I love Rihanna's outfits. Her dancers' outfits getting busy. She sounded amazing. You know, I mean, the game was cool, but Rihanna, bro, woo, movie.
Same,
and she had the best special guest ever at the Super Bowl. Come on, fam. Who's stopping that?
Yo, if you hating on Riri at the Super Bowl, we got something for you.
Oh, they're out there.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Big button.
They're out there. But you know what? People are going to find something to be mad about. That's the world we live in. You know what I'm saying? If it wasn't, she didn't dance hard enough, then it's... You know, she didn't bring out any special guests or, you know, blah, blah, blah. Or why she, you know, and then you got the people up there like listening to Donald Trump, who had something to say about her stylist.
Shut
hit
up.
That man with the button.
Congratulations.
Yeah, Trump came out. Yourself. Trump came out, tried to go after Rihanna because he's still mad about when she carried him a few years ago.
Who cares?
I forgot all about it.
Me too.
I forgot all about it.
By the way, hit him with the button. The only reason I remember she dragged him so bad is because his fat ass wanted to talk.
Congratulations. Facts. You played yourself.
Laura, what you got on your list today?
So I saw this story. Okay. So I guess the Grammys wanted to give Janet a Global Impact Award. Yes, the Janet Jackson. So I guess the Recording Academy Big Dogs wanted Janet to attend a pre-Grammy event with the Black Music Collective days before the main event to accept the award, but her schedule wouldn't allow it, all right? So from there was a discussion that Janet would receive the honor during the actual broadcast. But there was another problem. CBS never made amends with Janet for basically cooking her after the wardrobe malfunction at the Super Bowl halftime show.
That wasn't a malfunction, y'all. That was planned. Are we still doing this was an accident with that?
Yeah, I mean, we're not doing that, are we?
So they're saying that Janet's team and the Grammy organizers began talking, you know, to see if like, because we all know, like, whatever it was, right? We all know that Janet was the one who basically faced all the backlash. Like, Justin didn't get anything. So they were like, all right, well, if you guys want Janet, you know, to accept this award, maybe we figure out a way to acknowledge the way she was treated by the network. And then they were like, we're not going to do that. So they just scrapped the whole thing.
Wow. Whoa, bro.
But, and remember, they took away her passes to the Grammys that year. They completely, you guys, if you go back, you have to remember how bad they cooked Janet.
Yeah, I didn't remember that there was an actual CBS you know, corporate move. I thought it was just blowback from people complaining at the NFL. I didn't recall that it was like, oh, nah, CBS doesn't want anything to do with Janet Jackson because of a performance at the Super Bowl. I didn't realize that.
Bro, I just give them the button.
Guess what, like, CBS?
Congratulations, you played yourself.
Horrible.
Yeah, nah, that's whack, B. People, the whole Janet Jackson at the Super Bowl, the way it's going to, I mean, at least in my world, the way it's remembered is not that bad. It was
a huge moment.
It was a huge moment, but it's not remembered the way it was like at the time. Like it was like this incident that changed the world and it was completely disrespectful. I don't think people remember it like that at all.
No. Well, like it was a big deal at the time. Like, I'm not even
it was huge.
Like even for those of us who are not prudes, you were definitely still sitting there like, wow, that just happened.
Right. Oh, no, I jumped up off the couch and was like, yo, Janet Jackson showed her boob. I called the homie like, yo, you watching this?
Oh,
I've been
yeah.
waiting my whole life to see that booby.
Yeah, it was definitely a thing.
Rosenberg, what you got today?
I mean, didn't I already do it? Philadelphia Eagles fan? I mean.
Oh, that was it?
Come on, man. Y'all said you had the greatest Eagles team of all time, huh?
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Styles and Rosenberg.
Damn good team.
Yo man, I was hanging out with Adele last night. What a great lady.
Wow.
Dr. Jill Biden, another great, just chilling. Super chilling. These people. Uzi, yo, shout out to Uzi Vert. Had a good combo with Uzi Vert.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
He's
such in a great place right now. And Uzi Vert was like, yo, Ebro, you like my song? I was like, I just want to rock. I think everybody liked that song, bro. Like, I don't even have no choice.
Yeah, but
wait, did you tell him you liked it?
I think I might
Ebro.
Have said, yeah. I don't recall.
Oh my
but I definitely
God.
Told. I made sure to tell him I was proud of him. And he was like, "Yo, but you said I wasn't gonna make it." I said,
oh, "He remembered."
Yeah, of course he does. He loved
that it. Was a big deal. That was a big deal for him.
It was a huge deal, and his fans are still on it. I was like, "No," I said, "We'll decide when you're a rock star." I was like, "Do you feel like a rock star?" He was like, "Yeah." He was like, "That's what I'm
gonna." I mean,
like,
he made it happen.
Yeah, no, nah, man. And I said, look, man, all the artists, I love when they prove me wrong. That's the whole game. And I was standing there with Young Hov, the God, standing right there. He's in a great space. It was great to see him. Who else did we see last night? Shout out to Yo Gotti. I saw ASAP Rocky walking through the building last night.
Okay.
And now I know what he's talking about. When he was like, yo, old man, what up? You ready for the show tonight? This was before halftime had even happened. And I was like, yeah, I'm ready. He was like, ha ha.
But now you know.
Now I know why he was hitting me with the Denzel. Ha ha. I didn't know they had another seed on the way. Congratulations, Rihanna and Rocky.
Yeah, man.
Yeah,
congratulations.
Cool.
Yeah, man, Ebro in the morning, Laura Styles, Rosenberg, we here, back at it. So, yeah, UFOs.
Come on, fam.
Yo, so now, I mean, look, man, like I always say on the program, I just want our visitors to know it's all love.
It's all love.
Okay? It's all love. Whatever the planet Earth's government systems have done to shoot down your aerial aircraft, I want to apologize on behalf or at least draw some line of delineation between their behavior and myself, okay?
Make sure you go.
I want y'all to know it's all gravy, baby. What you need, what you want to know.
Whatever you want to know.
You know what I'm saying?
You
need. Right.
We don't want no smoke, fam.
No,
because here's the deal. Wherever you're traveling from, we can't travel back there yet. So clearly you're more advanced than we are.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
We can't get to where you're from, but you can get to where we're from.
Right.
Right.
we in trouble. Y'all need to start showing these folks some respect.
And this is what they're calling the...
We're calling them folks now.
I mean, they folks.
I mean, they some. They breathing. They doing some. You know what I'm saying? They're calling folks.
And this is what they're saying. They shot down or took down three of them, I think, at this point, over Mississippi, Missouri? Something like that.
There was one over Canada, Lake Huron, last night. Mm-hmm. So I also want... We're going to take calls in about 30 minutes, too. Because I just want to hear from our audience. Y'all's the only one I could be responsible for. So I'm going to try to negotiate some sort of, you know what I mean, peace treaty for this program and our listeners.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Nah. We'll have our own code word that, you know what I'm saying, if you get beamed up to one of the ships, you know what I'm saying, you could say, you know, y'all, we FOTS, man. They'll be like, what's FOTS? Friends of the show, they'll be like, oh, you listen to Ebro in the morning, you good. We're not going to suck your brain out your skull.
Right, see?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're not going to steal your liver or your kidneys or whatever we have. You know what I'm saying? You good. Well, we're not going to study you like the frog in biology class.
No dissecting.
Back in the day. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to get dissected.
Right. Because it's interesting that they are using the term UFO to describe.
Why?
Well, because they went to
unidentified aerial phenomena for a second.
Right. But when I heard it first, they said UFO. They used the term UFO that got taken down. Then the next reporter came in and said, yeah, the unidentified flying object or aerial phenomena, and just using those terms to normalize us knowing that there are UFOs around us.
And listen, I normally think Shawnee's crazy. I normally think you're crazy, but I think Shawnee's right here. I never heard UFO talk like this. Now it's like
just regular.
Now they're coming out. I'm seeing press conferences with the military. Like, so this is UFO. I'm like, wait, hold on one second.
Yeah, see.
Oh no, they're getting the public ready.
That's right.
And they're trying to make sure that whenever you know, at the podium at the White House.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? When they walk Lil Bro and them from whatever planet and solar system they from, when they walk them up there and they're like, yeah, nah, this is you know, Lil Bro in there. You know what I'm saying?
I've been seeing them for a long time.
The
Grays, I've been saying.
The Tall Whites, the Anunnaki, the Ajiji, whoever it's going to be, they're getting y'all ready. So
that's
we're
going
to take your calls coming up to just see if you're ready and get your mind right. Don't be overreacting, man, when these people got mad eyeballs, you know what I'm saying, and mad different arms and stuff.
Well, they don't want the overreaction, which is why they keep on talking about it now, just to get you smoke.
Don't be overreacting, bro, all right? Let's bring in DJ John.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? Your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yeah, yeah.
Call right now.
Oh, it's DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
DJ John.
Johnny.
DJ John.
You know what I'm saying? Don't be overreacting. We know how people already overreact to illegal aliens, as they call other we call human beings from another country aliens already.
Hey,
you need to chill out with all of that.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? Don't be calling people derogatory terms from outer space.
Well, the actual aliens might find it mean that you believe it's a derogatory term to be called an alien.
Mm.
They could be alien and proud.
That's right.
They don't call themselves aliens. Where,
they don't
in
speak
history,
English.
You don't know.
How do you know?
So you think the rest of the world follows whatever we do on our little?
It's not the world. It's a whole other planet.
Sorry.
What do you mean?
It's not the world.
Maybe
the
they universe. Can just scan your brain and know how you communicate.
That's right.
That's what it is. It's telepathy.
Okay. Wait, what? Oh, my God.
And it translates to English when they...
and it translates
it.
Shiny's going first, for sure.
Listen, I've been talking about this for years. Y'all know they've been revealing themselves to me. This is not new to me.
Right. Oh, what they say
you
to
know
you?
That.
Anunnaki.
I can't tell you.
Tell you. Well, it's Shiny culture. And by the way, in Rosenberg, mm-hmm. white people don't have a good history of embracing people from different places. You know what I'm saying? Historically speaking, it's just y'all need to just fall back, you know what I mean, and let the people who have been marginalized and dealt with in a bad way make these people comfortable so we don't get in no trouble.
You know what?
They're getting us in trouble.
I look at it the exact opposite. Y'all might want to let these white people who are good at just being terrible to people handle these aliens.
Wow.
See? Nah, see, that's how we got into everything.
That's how we...
You want
to
try to be
friends. That's why we always going to war.
That's how we got here.
That's how we got here in the first place.
I don't know, man. All the movies I've ever seen say they just want to come blow us up. So I got to believe what they say in the movies.
Just go with the E.T. version.
It's because of y'all.
Where's Will Smith?
Because of the white folks.
Go with the E.T. version, man.
In Independence Day, they just show up, and there's a countdown, and we try to make peace. They send up a thing to try to make peace with them and throw up little white signals and be like, let's be friends. They blow it out of the sky. Then they blow up the Empire State Building. Then they blow up the Capitol. We've seen this movie before, guys. Well, you know who we need? We need Will Smith. We need Will Smith to smack an alien.
There you go.
When Optimus Prime and them came down from outer space to protect us from Megatron and the Decepticons,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying? Optimus Prime and them was really, they try to protect the humans, man. The
Optimus Prime came from space?
Yeah. The Allspark. Remember they was trying to find the Allspark before Megatron?
No.
Yeah. And it's been eight movies and we still trying to kill him.
Listen, let's think of
and
the aliens.
And they got more about Thanos and them coming through, you know what I'm saying?
Friends. E.T., just think E.T., man.
E.T., love E.T., great guy.
Reese's Pieces, he's cool. That's right. Telephones.
I hate to break it to you guys, but the way this is going, no matter how nice you are, Laura, Shawnee, how cool you think you are with them, they're going to look at you as one team. One team, and we shooting them out the sky before anything even started already. So guess what team you on, buddy?
I'm on this side.
Tell them.
I'm on this side. That's the team I'm on.
Shiny's gonna be a traitor. You know,
not a traitor. I've been down and been trying to tell y'all what you talking about.
Ever since Shiny was probed on that ship, he's really taken a liking.
This is what I'm saying.
Yo, he doesn't. You know what probed means, yo?
Listen, I'm not. It's different than how he's thinking about it.
We got Angie checking, on the line. Let's get to Angie real quick.
Oh my God! Hello.
I got crazy.
Good morning, Angie.
Hello. Good morning. Oh my God, I can't believe I'm calling on the guy.
We did it. Yo, Angie, you ready for the visitors from outer space?
You know, I'm on your side. Like, you know, I don't want the smoke. I'm good.
Yeah, we don't want no problems, you know what I'm saying? We just wanna know do y'all need something? You know, is something going on your planet and your universe? You need, you know, a little help. You need somewhere to hide. What, you know? Why are you here? Let us know.
The way it's looking on our planet, I might go back with them. I might be like,
let me get a ride.
Let me get a ride.
Let me get up out of here, bro. Angie, pay attention to this real quick. Answer Laura's question super fast. If you're smarter than DJ John, what can Angie win?
Oh, she gets the chance to win an Ebro in the Morning prize pack, tickets to Who's Next on February 28th, and some fire merch. Also qualify for a grand prize to go to the Coachella Getaway Special. It's going to be crazy.
I've been in radio too long, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, whoever wrote that little thing for you, man, we got to start training these young people in the game. We're sending someone to Coachella. You don't lead with, we're giving you tickets to Who's Next. And oh, by the way, you start with, you might be going to Coachella.
There you go. Right. You might be
Bad
going to Coachella.
Bad Bunny's performing. That's we're paying for your flight. We're paying for your hotel. We're getting you into Coachella. And just as a warm-up, we're going to lace you up with these tickets real quick.
There you go.
I love
get
that.
You in the win. You know what I'm saying?
Love that.
So whoever is in the promotions department, Griff, whoever.
It's not Griff.
I was going to say communicate with them. You lead with the big prize. You close with the small prize. So, Angie, you might be going to Coachella.
If you
answer this question right and you get in to win. Pay attention to Laura Styles.
All right, Angie. All right. Let's see. Can you tell us who won the Super Bowl last night?
Really?
The Kansas City Chiefs, baby!
You sure? Yes.
Correct. DJ John.
Oh, boy.
Here we go. Which player scored the first points in Super Bowl history?
Bart Starr.
Oh.
Not a bad guess.
It's Max McGee of the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, you were close.
Oh, you don't know about Max McGee.
But by the way, he received the ball from Bart Starr, presumably. Might have been a running play.
No.
Wow. You were close,
you were sort of right, but not quite.
Damn it.
Angie's all the way right, and now she's in the wind. That trip to California so she could be at the Coachella, the big concert in the desert. Angie, we love you.
Yes, thank you, guys. I love you guys. I listen to you every single morning. Aww. Thank you.
And we love you, too. Stay ready for these unidentified aerial phenomena.
That's right.
And these these extraterrestrials.
Yeah.
See, I'm not even trying to call them aliens. You know what I'm saying? Just stay ready, Ange.
Extra.
You know I mean? They might need a plate. Hopefully you
I'm
can
ready,
cook some
I'm
food.
Ready.
Yo, what if they're just here on some like, yo, we heard y'all got some good food. And they show up to the wrong house and they real mad because there's some people out here with some terrible food.
Come to Brooklyn. There's a lot of good food in Brooklyn.
Yo, man. Have some plates ready, man. Send them back with some, you know, some plates, some to-go's. Hey. You know what I mean? That's it. They might just be coming for the food. That's it.
It's going to be a good time. They welcome to the barbecue. That's a fact.
Straight off top.
Off top. Come through.
That's to first yours. Off,
yeah, to your barbecue. And you don't even host any barbecues.
Yeah. I mean, there's always the a Bronx. Barbecue for black people. It's just there. It's just,
and here go our
They're
cameraman.
They're
going to
get mad
Rasan.
At yours.
Here go cameraman Rasan talking about, don't be inviting aliens to Brooklyn, man. You see what I'm saying? What's wrong?
Yo, don't discriminate.
Why are you doing it? Why are you drawing a line like this? Everybody's so comfortable.
Be
and
welcome.
So arrogant. We have visitors from outer space, mm-hmm. and y'all want to already just be judging them like they, like, what is
well,
this?
Well, because you know what part
man?
We don't like? The unidentified.
Identify yourself.
Identify yourself. Then let's have a conversation.
Are you ET or are you predator?
If someone knocks at your door, yeah. You don't just open the door immediately. I don't care who's on the outside. They're a visitor.
The other part is, don't be showing up without texting first.
That's what I'm saying. Can you call first? Can you call before you visit?
They like, we sent balloons.
We sent a balloon.
We sent a balloon. Y'all didn't read
y'all
the
keep
notes.
Keep shooting the balloon.
We would do that, by the way.
Yo, on the way, flashing lights, Laura Staff.
Yes, we will discuss the Super Bowl halftime show, the Rihanna Bowl, all coming up next.
Yeah. Cast one. 97 minutes commercial free. On the friendliest morning show on the planet Earth. That's our new tagline. The friendliest.
Friendliest?
Well, I'm trying to figure out a way to get us not zapped into, you know, into nothingness. To get us, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to get their fingers snapped and get us dissolved into nothingness. Right. I'm trying to, you know, create a good relationship between us and the unidentified aerial phenomena.
They like Zen. Be Zen.
That's right. The most extraterrestrial friendly program on radio. Ebro in the morning. So Shani, in about 15 minutes, I was thinking for the program that we will open up the lines and see just a real easy question. Are you ready for our extraterrestrial visitors?
Okay.
Are you happy that they're here?
Mm-hmm. Can't believe
we're
doing
this. Do you think we'll have calls from like, you know, coherent people, or will the crazies come out when we open up the call?
I think, yeah, it's gonna be crazy people and scared people.
Crazy and scared. That's, we can't just have like logical individuals. No, like, nah, no, we're ready. Like, it's
no, that's either, not that's not logical either. By the way,
they're either gonna be like, no, it's crazy. Like, yeah, I want them to come. Da 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 da. Or it's gonna be like, I'm scared. Stop talking about this.
I think that second one is not the crazy one. The second one is normal.
Why is the second one normal?
To be scared of.
Yeah.
Why is that normal?
Yeah.
I can't answer that. I'm among the normal. You'd have to ask someone else. I don't know.
They're just so comfortable, Rosenberg. They're trying to make them unidentified flying amigos. I'm like, how do you know they want to be friends with you?
I don't understand.
But I've been like, down how do you for know? A long time.
You've been down.
But maybe they're not down with you.
You saw the
down with me. They gonna know, be like, we don't, B, how they don't long know you, how bruh? Many years have I been telling wait, you that I've seen time. These aliens?
Yo, Shawnee's the guy. Shawnee's the guy in the movie. Shawnee's the first guy in the movie to get zapped by the aliens every time.
Yep. Nah, not me. When I was talking about this years ago, y'all tried to put 10 hats on me. Remember I had the t-shirt, do not disrespect the universe. They down with me, fam.
Yeah, no, they mad because you've been trying to out them. They're like, yo, bro, we chilling. Why are you trying to blow us
there
up?
There you go.
Look. You think Zen. The one person who bought that t-shirt Zen. Is from another planet?
Just one person? How disrespectful. See, that's why they're going to zap you when you're scared.
I am scared, and I don't want to be zapped.
Wait, and Rosenberg, what are you scared of exactly?
We have no idea. We have never interacted with beings from another planet on the record that we know of.
And the key piece there is on the record.
But that's it. Since it's not on the record, I don't know of anything. I have no information. And the other people out there who are not really excited to run into beings from another planet are the same way. They're like, I don't even know what that would look like. So the idea of all of a sudden, it's cute. Oh, there's one. If we wake up tomorrow, you turn on 1010 Winds, and they're like, there are 600 placed above the entire country. Right. We're going to be shook out here. No, like, what is next?
We'll be scared because we don't know what it is. They'll be intimidated.
That's scary, though.
But the bigger part of the fear is the movies. So right. You know what I'm saying? The movies have been painting this picture of monsters from out of space for years. It may not be that. It's just intelligent life force.
The reason I'm trying to listen to everybody, and we'll take your calls, like, are you ready? Are you scared? Are you this? Are you that? We can do that. The reason why I'm trying to listen is because, I don't know, in my brain, I say to myself, if they are here to harm us and take us out, they're going to be successful. Their technology is more advanced than ours.
That's facts.
They got all the way here. We can't get all the way where they're from.
We don't even know where they're from.
Right.
Exactly. So you might as well try to be nice. Right. What's all this fear right. about? It's beyond
nice.
You, bro. It's more powerful than you. Kick
on
back.
Just want them to go to Utah or something. I don't know. Somewhere far away.
Utah's far away to you? You're the Wherever. First one that's going to be zapped. They're going to be like, this woman's out of her mind. Utah ain't that far. It's right over there. Get her out of here. We're getting rid of everybody that thinks Utah is far away.
No.
Let's go flashing lights, Laura Stiles.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the flashing lights. Lights.
I know you're ready for the flashing lights. And Laura Stiles can put us on.
Oh, the Super Bowl halftime show, Rihanna. Showed out, elevated platforms flying through the sky. And of course, the special guest of the evening was her bun in the oven. Rihanna is pregnant with her second child. And she went through all her hits. Man, it was a great show. She reminded everyone, like, how many hits? Because sometimes I think people forget. And for the most part, I loved it. I had a great time. And I enjoyed all the celebrities celebrating her. And she did it her way. A part of me was like, maybe she's not going to bring no special guest, and that's exactly what she did. Well, except her announcement.
Yeah, and I'm glad she did the no special guest. I'll be honest, because I don't think anybody's ever done that at the Super Bowl since like in this last iteration of halftimes over the last 10 joints.
Yeah, I mean, Prince had no one or anything like that, but that goes back now, what, like 15 years?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, in this version, I feel like there's always a guest. Sometimes many guests.
Yeah, I'm glad she was brave enough to reset it in a way. I think that kind of sets the standard in a different way, I think, which is dope. I also am now thinking back to Nadeska's interview. And I feel like when Rihanna was talking about music coming out and wanting to make different things and going back out on tour, she was definitely talking about it like it's going to happen this year.
Yes.
And, yes. Right? It definitely felt like, and so, okay, boom. She's sitting there with Nadeska talking at the press conference on Thursday about music and a tour, knowing damn well you about to get out at halftime and show us that you prego.
Right.
Which means, to in my brain, that she might be, you know, 4 or 5 months along. Over the next 4 months, she's recording, getting ready, you know, doing her Rihanna thing. Baby comes. She could actually be back on tour by the end of the year.
Yeah.
It could happen.
Who knows? I mean, we'll see, though. We'll see. We'll see. You know, one thing that Rihanna is going to do it her way and take her time, so.
Damn right she does it her way.
But overall, it was great. Now, guys, we have to talk about something really, really sad, man. We lost someone super special. Dave from De La Soul passed away, man. It was the news that all of us, while we were celebrating Rihanna, it just kind of hit us hard. It's so sad. Now, sources familiar with the situation, they're saying that he passed away Sunday at a hospital in Maryland, but no other details have been released.
Yeah, now, he's had some health struggles for the last couple years going back into the pandemic. If you follow De La Soul on Instagram, there was definitely a, I believe it was in 2020, maybe 2021, they were live on Instagram and Dave was in a hospital bed, and you could see that he, you know, Dave has always been a portly gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
And you could see that he was definitely had lost a lot of weight and was dealing with a health thing. I believe it was he had been dealing with something with some congenitive heart failure, I believe.
Yeah, it was congenitive heart disease of some sort. Yeah.
How long was this?
A few years.
It's been a few years.
And it's been, you know, as I understand it, that's why when you've seen De La perform in recent years, a lot of times it's just Mace and Paz because Dave had not been well. But, man, I was not expecting that right before the Super Bowl started to hear that Trugoy died, man. I don't know how you guys feel. To me, the first thing that pops in my head about Dave, besides being super cool and just such an incredible overall artist, as an MC, he was kind of one of the first really complex rappers. Like, he came off as simple on a... You can listen to De La and they can sound simple. But if you're paying attention to lyrics,
complex.
Trugoy was dropping complex-ish always, going all yogurt, the way back to the 80s.
Yogurt was on it, man, for sure.
Exactly.
Yogurt was on it. Shout to Dove, Dave, Yogurt, Plug 2. Man, God bless his family.
No.
Love you guys so much, man. Paz and Mace and the whole De La family, bro. This is a... And the whole catalog is about to go live.
That's what,
man.
I'm saying, bro.
So
I was going to say
years
that.
Working to this moment, bro.
So bittersweet. It's available March 3rd. So we were all getting ready to celebrate and support, and which we still are, but, you know, it's just sad that he's not going to be here to see it. So,
yo,
just
I'm really
rest
sad,
in peace.
Man. I'm really sad.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
It's your Flash and Lights report. Time is 8:09. Alternate side parking is suspended today.
Laura Stiles reminded me that 7 years ago, when they were putting out an album, De La Soul, you said you saw on our YouTube, our
convo.
If
you check Twitter, King Louis will repost it. But yeah, you can check out the combo. Just search De La Soul, Ebro in the Morning, Hot 97.
Very cool. WQHT
and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Oh, nice selection. Malik, hold on the line, man. We're going extraterrestrial. I know you're out there, wherever you are, you want to look away. But nah, they shooting down UFOs over Lake Huron last night.
UFOs?
Like three joints of plucked out the sky.
That's right.
Unidentified flying objects are everywhere.
That's right.
We'll talk about it. Keep it locked.
Be prepared.
Yeah, man. RIP Dave of De La Soul. That would be Plug 2 to me and you. Or also Trugoy, which is yogurt backwards.
The man loved yogurt. Always did.
There you go.
It's crazy.
Long Island, but we're going to take calls, man, about these unidentified aerial phenomenon or UFOs, unidentified flying objects. Shawnee and I are both convinced that this is the...
ushering
the
in?
Move to, well, yeah, this is the move to get society comfortable with this idea of visitors from other worlds.
Right.
Because... For the longest, we called them UFOs, and the government would deny it.
Right.
It was hidden. It was this. And all the population, the documentaries, you know, the Area 51s and the blah, 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 blahs.
Right.
Forever. 2 years ago, maybe three, They started calling them UAPs. They didn't want even want to call them UFOs. It was right. called them unidentified aerial phenomena, which is like, you know, things that people in the Air Force are seeing or things people on the ground are filming and turning into the government. Now here we are back, and they're comfortable calling them UFOs again.
Right. And you know, they... You know, they're not going to just let regular news outlets, newspapers, and all of these official programs just use the word UFO willy-nilly. They're very clear.
No, they're using it. The government's using it.
Right. So, you know what I'm saying? So it really feels like they just want people to be desensitized towards something that we don't know is up there. And we want to call it a UFO so that you're clear.
No. We do know.
We do know what?
Meaning me and you.
Right. Oh, that's
facts.
I don't
know about it. We know.
And they've been here.
We know.
But they've been hiding, and now they're just being upfront. And I think they just want to get us comfortable and normalize the term so that when we see it ourselves, it's not brand new.
Now, Laura, have you been following the news over the weekend?
I mean, no, not really. I was too caught up in the Rihanna Bowl. So I don't want... I like to ignore these stories because I don't want to be scared. And how do you guys know? How do you guys know that they're comfortable being called UFOs?
The ships?
Well, no.
Yeah, maybe they don't like
UFO
the name.
UFO is UFO. Yeah, no. But UFO, unidentified flying object, isn't really. It's just what it is. It's just an acronym for like we all know what the F this is.
Right.
It's a flying object. It's not really meant to be derogatory. The term alien
could be
like, why are you calling me names, bro? Like, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, we could call them Anunnaki. You can call them the gods.
But we don't know.
I want no parts. I want no parts. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm with
Laura.
See,
but it's people like you, Laura Styles. It's people like you and Rosenberg that start the conflict, this negative energy. No. Why are you guys starting from a bad place?
No, I don't want no beef. I just want to be ignored. Listen,
and I get it.
I get it.
When you show up unannounced, people be having attitudes, bro.
That's facts.
Yo, you guys forget.
That's what's going on here.
You guys forget. We have a whole military branch that's ready to give these aliens attitude on your behalf. Mm-hmm. You guys forgot about the Space Force?
Well, let me.
Space Force.
Yo, Space Force is out here, bro. It's still a thing.
And Space Force is for
you
what?
You haven't heard anything.
Well, Space I got Force? News for you, Cas One. If Space Force was worth a damn, would we be having to shoot unidentified aerial phenomena down over Lake Huron? How'd they even get so close?
That's exactly my point.
Where is Space
Force at? That's exactly my point. Where is Space Force?
Well, no, that's exactly my point.
Exactly.
Is they're letting this happen to get the population prepared.
Be ready.
And what are they doing at Area 51? Like, what do they do over there?
Well, we finna find out. Because maybe that's who these individuals are coming to.
Well, it was a
save some people we're holding captive. At Area 51 that crash landed some time ago. They might be pulling up like, yo, I release our folks.
Right, because that was the whole Roswell incident that took place in Texas of the UFO that crashed years ago. You look it up somewhere in the 60s. What? This is what it is. And they called it a weather balloon at the time. And it
now they're calling it a spy balloon.
Now they're calling it a spy balloon. And they took it to Area 51. And that was the beginning. It's just kind of study what this craft was.
That was little bro with the skinny bro with the big head and the big eye.
Yeah, little skinny man, 5 feet, big head.
Let's go to Tijuana on the line. Go to Tijuana. We're taking the calls. Tijuana. That's how it's spelled. T-I-Juan. Tijuana.
Yeah, good morning. I think they've always been here.
That's right. There you go.
I think humans think violence first, and we think like just how many times you guys use the word zap. They're not here to be violent. They're here, and I think the government is preparing us to, you know, for their presence, but they're not violent at all. And if they could zap us, zap me to Thursday so I can get to that 50 list, because that's what's up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you like hip hop list, huh?
Yeah. Oh, that's the greatest segment, man. That's easily the greatest segment.
It hasn't even started.
Yeah, we haven't even gotten it official. We appreciate you. Yeah, every Thursday. Thanks for the promo too, Tijuan. Every Thursday we are gearing up for our greatest 50 hip hop songs all time. So on Thursdays, we run through what we think may be on there. And when do we officially begin Rosenberg?
Week from Thursday.
Let's go to Mike. Mike's on the line.
What's up, fellas? How's it going? I just want to show my appreciation to you guys. You guys are always there for us in the morning. Appreciate it.
No, we love you for that, bro. Love you for that.
Honestly, everybody be looking at you sideways when you talk about something like that. You know, I was chilling on the block with the homies like a few years back, and it was like 10 people facing one way, two people facing another. And me and my boy, we were facing the other way. We saw a UFO, like literally had to be like 100 feet away. And I looked to my right, and I just saw his jaw drop, and I already knew. Like, he saw what I saw. So, like, it's just on top of the talk.
Well, that's like the last caller said, Tijuana. I've seen UFO when I was a kid. You know what I'm saying? And I would tell people I saw it, people don't believe. Shawnee seen it 2 or 3 times.
Like 10
Nobody
times.
Nobody ever want to believe Shawnee. Oh, is 10. That many now?
Is that many times? Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you got to believe in something. You know, there's something holding us down all together, and so there has to be something higher out there. You know,
there you go. Thank you, Mike.
I appreciate you guys. God bless you guys, man. Appreciate you. I want to show my love to my wife, Ariane. I love her. She's a special education teacher in Brooklyn.
Oh, no doubt.
No, that's dope. See, this is why the visitors, they're not gonna have a problem with you because you're showing love. You know what I'm saying? You are right.
He's open.
You're prepared. Rosenberg and Laura Stiles.
Embrace.
They don't have problems,
so you're saying
they got mad negative energy.
Well, so we should be thinking about the Star Trek vibes. Live long and prosper.
That's right.
That's right.
That's sort of the energy we should be on. Maybe if we hit them with that.
Yeah, I mean, look, we know we're not alone. You know what I'm saying? We're not alone. They just smarter.
I mean, if you're arrogant enough to walk this planet and think that us as living creatures and the creatures who are on this planet are the only things living
in the whole in that vast sky. Entire
Yo, hit you, I'm hitting you with the button, bro. If right. You're that arrogant. Let's go to Anna on the line.
Hello?
Anna, good morning. Are you ready for our visitors from outer space? How are you, Anna? Are you ready?
Yeah.
She ready.
I'm ready. Bring it on. I have a brother who, he runs a YouTube page. He's like the man of the wild, basically, called Son of the Mountain on YouTube. He has seen some wild things with his night vision cameras. He's even seen, like, aircraft literally sucking water out of the ocean in the mountains of California. So I'm 100% with
it. Wait. Time out. There's no ocean in the mountain in California.
Well, you know, like the lakes. The body of the water, within the mountains. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Lake Tahoe.
So,
Lake Tahoe. No.
Yeah, exactly. So I've seen it right from his phone, like the type of videos that he records. And he says he doesn't post it on YouTube because of the hypocritical, like, belief that there's no way that there's other, you know, like, beings in this whole universe. We don't even know how far it goes. And I really feel like, my opinion is, like, if they wanted to harm us, they would have done it many years ago. Yeah, like, sucks. There's proof. Yeah.
There's nothing. And you're basically helping Laura Stiles and Rosenberg understand that there's nothing to be afraid of.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I completely agree. I think, like, I forgot who mentioned it a little while ago. One of you guys said that that they're obviously much more advanced because we can't even get to wherever they're from. We haven't found any real evidence, you know? So why would you mess with something that's obviously stronger, bigger, and better than you? Like, if anything, just make peace.
Preacher.
You know?
Just be chill.
She sounds like Will Smith.
If they're going to zap you, they're going to zap you. If they're going to zap you, they're going to zap you.
That sounds like Will Smith.
Laura, after all of these years of your people being oppressed and marginalized, you know what I mean, and treated a certain way, this is how you treat visitors, Laura? You acting Ebro, like the colonizer you're making now.
Look, all I'm saying, I'm not saying anything. I just said I don't want any parts of it. Like, ignore me. Leave me alone. I'm not saying I hate them. I wish nothing bad about them. It's all good. Go hang out with Shawnee.
Isolate this audio, Shawnee. Yo, when we going up on the ship and we partying and kicking it.
She's like, ignore me.
Like, I want to go. Can I go?
What about me?
Like, nah, bro. Remember, you said you wanted to be left alone. We kicking it now, bro. We chilling. And you can't come.
I'm good. Laura, I'll be good. Real estate prices go way down in Manhattan. Things will be nice here. It'll be straight.
Yeah, right. Rosenberg's going to be like, wait, Wait, the visitors from outer space are corgis?
Are they cool?
I want to come.
They have a special cute dog we've never seen before. Right. That means Laura, hold up.
I'm gonna be like, nah, bro, don't bring them. Don't trust them. Yeah, don't trust them. Don't trust Laura and Rosenberg.
That would upset.
If there's a space puppy, we're there.
Yeah, we're coming for space puppies.
My Lord. My Lord.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, that's how you get them, right? Right.
Space puppy.
Puppies.
That does sound kind of midge.
Space puppy?
That's lit.
It's time for the guru.
Hey, yo, it's time for the guru, Shiny Culture and Rosenberg. And Laura, you know you are a beautiful queen. Ebro, don't ever play yourself. You're not a guru.
The guru, Laura at gmail.com.
That's right. The gurus unite.
To guide you, to be your light. Oh. Shiny Culture, burn the sage. Do what you do.
Let us cleanse the energy. Zen. And might I say, I bumped into some. Do we have like a fan club for the gurus?
Oh, really?
Like, is there a name for it? All right, just getting out of hand, bro.
We'll come up with that. That's a good thought. Okay.
But some people who love us, you know what I'm saying? In Jamaica, look, they're fots of the show, man. I'm just saying.
They love the gurus in Jamaica. Huh?
They're already fots, bro. So you guys want to... You know what? I got an idea. Why don't you guys start your own separate fan club? I like this.
But also start your own damn show
since you guys want to do so much by yourself.
Just saying. Well, let me shout them out real quick because they got a lot of love for us. It's Tanika, Aquino, and Monique.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? And they won't get out the car until the guru starts.
Wow. That's what it is. Love. I hope they don't leave right when the guru starts. No, when it ends.
They won't. They have to watch till the end. Listen to the end.
Sure, and watch. Yeah, all right, so I'm going to breathe right now.
Zen.
All right, Jen.
I don't know what kind of job they got, but ladies, I don't know what y'all doing down there. In Jamaica, y'all must not need to be on time too bad. You know what I'm saying? You can stay in your car.
If you're from New York, they were visiting Jamaica.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they was just on vacation. Yeah, of course you don't have to get out your car.
All right, here we go. The guru Laura at gmail.com. The guru Laura at gmail.com. Hey, gurus. Love from L.A. She sends special extra love to Baby Light and Laura Stiles.
Aww.
She said, y'all, my son is smoking weed.
Oh, man.
I am a single
mom.
How old
is he?
My two-year-old daughter. Oh, my God. Oh, no, no. And my son, who will be 18 on Groundhog's
Day. All right.
Yo, your two-year-old's loose. I just want to do hood rat stuff with my friends.
Right. Yo, I was about to say, who's rolling it up, though? Like, what form are they smoking it in that to?
It's fun. It's fun to do bad things. No, no, no. My son is 18. I was going to be 18, and he lived with me most of his life. When I wasn't traveling with the military for deployments or training, I joined the Army barely a year before he was born in 2005 and got out to move to LA in 2019. By then, my son was a high school freshman. He was never the best student, and COVID may have made things worse. Now, while he struggled in school, I did my best to provide resources for him, keep his grades up, and allowed him to play football, hoping it would help him. It didn't. He went from playing football to boxing between his sophomore and junior year, and he has great potential. But he's putting all his eggs in boxing, thinking he's going to be the next Errol Spence. He's about 6'2 and walks around 180-ish. Stay with me. I'm getting to the weed part. The more time went on, the more it felt like he didn't want to give any effort towards school. His attitude was getting worse. He didn't respect my rules. Did I mention he was nasty? So in August, I was fed up when my son decided he had to go live with his father in Virginia. It was too much for me as a single mom with a toddler. According to his father, he started smoking in September. He was 17 then. His dad found ashes in his room and rolling papers and weed residue. New Year's Eve, he snuck out to hang and smoke with his friends. His dad just recently decided to tell me everything that's been going on. I honestly never thought I'd see the day that my son would decide to smoke weed. Friends and family say they aren't surprised, I guess because he's, quote, at that age. I want to be the cool mom about this, but honestly, I'm not that cool. And I want to say, just say no to drugs. I probably wouldn't trip so hard if he had a plan for his life, like college or even trade school, which I've talked to him about multiple times, but he's just not interested in any of that. Just wanting to become a world champion boxer. I'm really concerned that he's going to go down the wrong road. My question to the gurus is, how do I go about handling something like this? We all knew people in high school that smoked weed. We have friends that do it now. I didn't until my 30s. I'm 38 now. But when it's your kid, it just feels so different. Thanks, y'all. Sorry. Concerned mom.
I can feel on that. Because I did it. We all did it. But then I know, yeah, I think if one of my kids did it, I would be like, yo.
Wait a second.
Hey, how old are you? Yo, too soon.
Yeah, but Shani, the plot twist, though, did you have anything else? Were you going to college also?
I was going to college, like, and I was trying to pursue music. You know, I was passionate. You know, I had dreams, you know.
But you wasn't
to be something with myself.
Well, this young man does have a passion.
Right. It's just an unlikely. It's just an unlikely path.
But when I was gonna tell the mom that wrote in, my mom was not happy with me smoking weed. I was in college at that time at 18. She was not happy with me smoking weed, and she was like, "Yo, you can't stay here." Just like this mom was like, "Yo, you want to do all this? You want to act grown?" Right. I had a job. I was working in radio. Mm-hmm. My mom didn't think it was gonna pan out to be anything, but she was like, "You can't live here anymore. You gotta go. Right. You want to be an adult?"
Mm-hmm. Well, guess what?
Go be an adult.
Now he's in a Super Bowl commercial, mom. man was star of the Super Bowl with his little radio dream.
Yo.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So it may pan out for him.
It
you
could.
Know, but I think being upset with him, he definitely needs love, but he also needs tough love.
Yeah.
At 18, you can't just live under other people's roofs and not pay attention to their rules. So you need to set some rules, or his dad needs to set some rules.
Yeah.
And y'all got to stick to it together.
Yeah, what the hell kind of Furious Styles is this? He couldn't just show up and start smoking weed.
Yeah, nah.
Trey didn't just show up and roll up a blunt.
He had to rake that. He had to rake them leaves.
He had to rake the leaves. Raking it's time to rake some leaves. No, but in all seriousness, Laura, I don't know how you feel, but like it stinks, and I understand the concern. The weed part, I understand why you'd focus on that, and it's certainly worth concern. Seems like the bigger picture is really the concern, though. Like, having a real plan beyond becoming world champion. Right. That's just very unlikely.
And I think the conversation to have to maybe help it is because she's not against the weed, because she smokes weed. Right? It's just weird for her son to be doing it. But the conversation is how weed can make you lazy.
Yeah.
Right? Because nobody can really deny that part. If you're using it excessively, it doesn't motivate you sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
So I think just being clear, right, about the plan. Because I think that at the end, it's about him having a plan outside of the weed and outside of the boxing. Like something to fall back on. So maybe focusing on like, bro, you need to have a plan. Yes, this is your passion. And to Shawnee's point, excessive use of the weed, I don't know, because you're not, if it's going to derail you from the actual plan, what are we doing? Right.
So if he has a dream, you could kind of use the dream and the weed to say, look, I know what you're doing, da 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 da, but let's think about your career and figure out a way that he doesn't just always recreational with his friends getting high and not really pursuing his life correctly.
Right. So as long as you push him to stick to a plan of some sort, I think you'll be okay. Because, guys, whether she likes it or not, this young man is probably going to continue doing it.
Right. You just want him to be productive.
Right.
It's the not productive part, not the and also though, it's also not following the rules part. You can't live at your parents' house and not follow the rules.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
You gotta go, bro. Bye.
Yeah. So hopefully, I know he lives in a different state now with his father, but hopefully you at least as parents can get on the same page and basically tell him that, you know? Good luck, man. I know it's hard. But so say the gurus.
Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Wait, no.
weakness. I'm gonna do weakness.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024, performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
This your boy Mac, man.
What's up, rap world? This is Red Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Yo, look, coming up, Flashing Lights with the lovely Laura Stiles.
Now you know what we're talking about, man. The most important story of the day. We'll talk about Rihanna's Super Bowl halftime show and the surprise, the big surprise.
Laura Stiles got the 411 on the Flashing Lights.
Yes, so it went down yesterday, the Rihanna Super Bowl.
Wow. Yo, it's the Apple Super Music Bowl. Super Bowl halftime show.
The Apple Rihanna Bowl. The Rihanna Bowl.
Yeah. The Apple Rihanna Bowl. Mm-hmm. Well, it was it was beautiful. She came out at the gate in all red, dancers on multiple elevated platforms. She was up there, and she indeed, off the top, introduced her special guest, Rihanna. Is pregnant again.
Wow.
And of course, she hit us with all her classics. It was beautiful. It was really dope. I enjoyed it. I had my daughter Kenzo was in the living room jumping up and down past her bedtime. We had a great time watching it. It was super dope.
I mean, listen, she's got an incredible array of hits, that lady.
Facts.
One after another. And I kept, every time she played a song, I was like, is there going to be a special guest? No.
Yeah. No, not
and then,
that.
And
there
then,
was a special guest. It was the baby, man.
Yeah,
that
no.
was the special guest.
Yeah, no, but the baby didn't even rap.
The biggest special guest of all time.
But not, because the baby didn't even rap. Or sing, no bars, nothing. But like when it got to Run This Town, I'm like, oh, here we go. She's bringing him out for the last
You don't
last
know what
two.
That baby's doing in there.
Dancing.
Might have been rapping, singing, and dancing.
True.
You but don't know.
In the end, I like that she just went for it on her own. Like, it was cool. I mean, I think it could have been cool to pull one. Mm-hmm. But damn, she has a lot of hits, man.
Yeah.
She reminded everyone yesterday.
The baby is quick, though, no?
The baby's quick. I mean, I think.
It's definitely a again moment.
oh, absolutely.
Oh, the baby's super quick, bro. The baby's super quick. I mean, their last child was born in May.
Yep.
I believe.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Back to back.
So. June.
And how pregnant do you think she is, Laura?
I think she looks like she's like three months, maybe. I mean, everyone carries differently, so you never know, you know? But to me, I was like, she looks like she's about to enter her second trimester. She looks like she's 3 months pregnant.
Yo, but Ebro, I don't know if you had the experience in
the
suite.
At the stadium.
Yeah,
at the stadium, the women were like, you know, oh, she's got to be 5 or 6 months. I was like, okay. I mean, you know,
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think that much, but what the hell do I know? But I'll tell you this, Ebro, it's really funny watching how polite society is now try to, like, be confused. Because it was like, wait, we don't want to say anything if that's the old baby weight, but she right. looks
oh,
like
no.
She might be. Could
that
is it?
Conversation was happening too. That conversation was definitely happening. Yeah, people were like, I don't think she would accentuate her belly like
her
that
death.
If it wasn't.
Yo, Ebro, my friend Brian looked over. He goes, he's serious. He's like, I forget. Did Rihanna have the baby already?
Right.
I was like, yeah, dude. Yeah, she did. Anyways, congrats, Rihanna. Very cool. And Rocky.
Well, it's funny. It's funny because, you know, someone like Rihanna, it's like if she wants to sport her, you know, she's still rocking a little extra baby weight, she would be like, and what? You know what I mean?
Well, exactly. Right. That's what makes you think it's possible.
Yes. If anyone's going to be proud to be like, this is my body right now, this is what I'm working with, it would be her. But when she rubbed
it. Yeah, but that
it
was,
and,
but that was like a belly highlight,
like a diamond,
though.
Yeah. I was like, she's definitely pregnant. She's definitely pregnant. Yeah. Why would she like unzip it to the bottom of the belly?
Right. Exactly that. Exactly
right. Like as proud and progressive as you are, like I show who I am. I don't care. That would have been going really far. Like I'm going to show everyone exactly what I look like.
Oh man.
So anyways, it was very entertaining, man.
It was great, and congratulations to Kansas City. I know Rosenberg is very happy.
Eagles fan.
Yo, I didn't even think I cared until Kansas City won, and I was like, "That's not what I wanted."
Wow, look at you!
That ain't what I wanted.
Damn,
that ain't what I wanted.
I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry.
That's your Flash and Lights report. Today's a high of 55, and all Trinidad parking is suspended.
It's the best Eagles Giants team we've ever had. Best Eagles team of all time. Well, guess what?
The Giants fans, the Cowboys fans, as you can hear, Rosenberg, the Commanders fans, they are very happy with the outcome of that Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah. And it was very entertaining, too. Happy. It was also one of the great games of all time. I mean, let's be honest.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg. You already know.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024 performing this year.
Yo, it's Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? It's your boy Offset.
I will be live
June 2nd.
Sexy Red.
Can I shake that?
This your boy Meth Man.
What's up, rap world? This is Rat Man.
Sleepy Hollow.
Yo, what up, my people? It's your boy David.
T Grizzly. 41. Hot 97 Summer Jam 2024. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.